siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi ngiyasinikeza ithuba elihle kangaka lokuhlangana namhlanje ekuseni.
We thank the Lord for another wonderful opportunity that we can meet this morning.
Sukoluhle usuku lwangesonto lapho sizomkhonza khona uNkulunkulu simnikeze inhliziyo yethu simbonge simdumise ngakho konke asenzele khona.
A beautiful day, the day of Sunday, where we can commit ourselves and give our hearts to the Lord that He speaks to us.
Simukela ke bonke abasilaleleyo ngamagaga somoya nabakhona lapha endlini. Siyajabula ukuthi sibeka nye nabo ngathi uNkulunkulu angasibusisa ke konke uNkulunkulu asibekele khona sikuthole namhlanje.
We welcome all who are here with us, those who are tuned in and on live streaming. May the Lord be with us and may He give us all that we need today. Shall we close our eyes and pray?
Nkulunkulu wethu sesihlangene endlini yakho manje ba sizokudumisa sikhonze sikubabaze njengonkulunkulu wethu.
Our God, we are gathered here in your house to serve you as our Father.
Nkulunkulu siyacela usizo silekeleleke la endlini nakwezinye indawo lapho lidunyiswa khona igama lakho kwangathi ungahambela Nkulunkulu ngomsa wakho babusisa abantwana bakho nathi sibusise. Sisuke lapha endlini siyisho sithi kube kuhle ukuba siye endlini kaJehova.
And Lord, we pray as we praise you here and where you will be praised in truth all over, Lord, we pray that we will say, oh, how wonderful it was that we came together.
Siyacela ke Nkosi Jesu busise umculo wekhwaya ezocula njengamanje, busise Nkulunkulu nezwi lakho elizoshunyelwa kithi, lo mbiko ukwazi ukudlula ungene ezinhlizweni zethu. Uqobhoze la bekukhuni khona la khona khona usimende ovalile namatshe avalile kwangathi izwi lakho lingakwazi ukuthi lingene uNkulunkulu lenze umsebenzi walo.
Lord, we pray that you would bless the singing of the choir. Lord, that you would bless your word, that it may penetrate that hard place where the cement and the stones are blocking the way, that you may be able to do your work, Lord Jesus. All of this we ask, trusting in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
LesiZulu nesiNgisi liqhubile la sisho khona ukuthi iAfrika yonke mayibuyele kuNkulunkulu iphakamise ibonge igama layo bese sisho sithi ke thela amafutha kuNkulunkulu esibanini sethu sokomoya sikwazi ukuthi simdumise uNkulunkulu.
Choir will sing two songs today. First song is in Afrikaans, where we praise to the Lord, the one who is great for all the wondrous things that he has done for us. He is great, he is to be honored. May we sing a new song to him. May our praise be so great that the earth is moved, because the Lord is greater than all nations. May all mankind praise him, give him the honor for his greatness, and we thank him for everything that he has done for us. And then there's the second song is an English and Zulu song where we call everyone, Africa, back to God, and may the light and our lamps, may they shine forth for all to see.
Yeah. singing, we are preaching Africa back to God.
Give me all in my lamp, keep me
burning.
We greet all of you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
And
we greet all the brethren who are here with us in the auditorium and those joined in via other means. We thank the Lord that He has kept us and that we have this opportunity to meet.
Sibuya emsebenzini omkhulu ebukade uqhubeka lapha ekhaya kwasizabantu. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu osizile wasigcina ukuba konke kuhambe kahle.
We come from a great work where the Lord has helped us and we thank Him for the work that was done.
Uma umuntu ebuka amabhentshi namhlanje uyabona ukuthi hayi sisuka kude. Besigcwele abantu bazibahlale phansi abantu bazibahlale ngaphandle beumkhulu umsebenzi obu kade uqhubeka lapha ekhaya.
If you look at the benches in the auditorium and how full it was with those even sitting in the aisles, we can see it was a great work that was done here.
Kumnandi ukuzwa abantu bembonga uNkulunkulu ngalokho abenzele khona ngesikhathi bela.
It's wonderful to hear what the Lord has done for people while they were here.
Intokozo abanayo ngalokho abakubonile uNkulunkulu ekwenza ngalendawo.
The joy that they have for when they saw the Lord doing His work through His place.
Omunye wathi uyahluleka ukucabanga wathi uma bengathiwa laba bantu abebegcwele la bengeza kuyena. Abanakekele ngalendlela bebenakekelwa ngayo la uthi abantu babengahlangana naye sesangane secosha amaphepha ngoba ekubona kungaphezulu kokucabanga.
There was one who said if they were given the amount of people that were here and asked that they look after them, they say they think they would have gone crazy at the end just picking up papers because that's all that they could think to do.
Ukucabanga zonke lezi inkumbi zabantu ebezila asizange siswele ukudla asizange siswele amanzi asiyiswelanga nendawo yokulala.
Thinking of the multitude of people that were here, we did not lack food, we did not lack water, we didn't lack place to sleep.
Akekho umuntu obengakwenza ngamandla akhe, ingakho sithi udumo lumfanele uNkulunkulu ngalokho asenzele khona.
No person could have done this through their own strength. And that's why we say all glory and honor go to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ukucabanga imoto amabhasi yonke leminyaka engamashumi amahlanu uNkulunkulu esigcina umuntu uyacabanga ngengqondo yomuntu uyahluleka ukubamba impela uDumo uNkulunkulu lumfanele.
All the vehicles, all the buses, if you think in the last 50 years how the Lord has kept everything, only glory can go to our Lord.
Usuku lwangesonto ke lona lwaba ingqophamlando ukucabanga ukubona abantu behleli belalele kuze kudlule emahore namane kiyeli kodwa belokhu behleli belalele akekho umuntu ongayenza leyanto ngaphandle kokuba yenziwe uNkulunkulu umdali wethu.
This past Sunday was a historic day that the auditorium was full and that they would listen for over 4 hours, quietly. Only our Creator of heaven and earth could have done that.
Leziya inkumbi ezazigcwele ngesonto kube lo nalowo muntu adle azathole ngisho pudding. Ayi akujwayelekile nje.
All the multitude of people that were here, that they received food and they even received pudding. Oh, that's something unheard of.
Okwaba isimanga kakhulu lapho abanye sesibabuyisele ekhaya ubona ukuthi hayi impela ngoba uma umuntu esemcimbini kuumcimbi ngokuthi alayishe aphinda phathi ukubona abantu sebedilika nemphako yabo ubona ukuthi abantu babuse ngempela.
And when we were taking the people back, you saw that they have truly been at a function because they didn't just receive there, they even had something they could take home with them.
Akekho omunye umuntu ongakwenza ukufana nalokhuya ngaphandle kaNkulunkulu.
No one else can do this other than our God.
Sisagubha ke kuze kube uDisemba ngoba phela unyaka wamashumi amahlanu lo awukakaphili. So lokhu sigubhile nje kuze kuyoshaya uDisemba.
And we are celebrating all the way through to December because this is the 50th year.
Kungenzeka kuba ulitholanga ithuba lokuthi ugiye uqephuze sisagubha nje kuze kube kuyoshaya uDisemba.
Maybe you didn't have an opportunity to partake, so we are still celebrating through till December.
Kodwa inselelo esinayo njengabantu abasha abaphila kule minyaka yeyokuthi besigubha iminyaka engamashumi amahlanu okulalela komuntu oyedwa wathembeka ukuba sonke namhlanje sithi sigubha leminyaka engamashumi amahlanu.
The challenge is to us young people who live in this age. We are celebrating 50 years through one person that was obedient and was faithful that we can partake of it as well.
Umbuzo ukuthi ukusuka manje siye eminyakeni engamashumi amahlanu uzobukuphi ngikuphi sizobe sithembekile noma sobe sesishiyile indlela kaNkulunkulu.
The question is, from now, in 50 years' time, where will we be? Where, will we still be in the Lord's work, working for Him, or will we have deserted Him?
Kunecula esenhlizweni yami engilithandayo futhi kulezi insuku liye lagcwala kakhulu enhlizweni uma ngicabanga njengoba sengishilo ukuthi sigubha le minyaka engamashumi amahlanu ngokuthembeka komuntu oyedwa.
There has been a song that was in my heart and really experiencing it over and over. The faithfulness that we have partaken of through the one person.
Abanye baqala bahamba endleleni, abanye bahluleka, abanye kuyona le ndlela baqala eyabo indlela.
There are those who started on this way and they failed. There are those that walked on this way and then they started their own way.
Manje umkhuhlane uyahlupa bengizolicula leli culo.
Now the cold is a problem. Otherwise I would have sung this song.
Kodwa leli culo lithi ngosingiqalile uhambo lwakho olungiqondisayo luvela
Thank you.
Angazi noma siyawaqondani amazwi akuleli culo.
I don't know if we understand the words of this song.
Ngiyazi bazalwane ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi uma umuntu ebonga umsebenzi womuntu abanye abantu bayihumusha ngendlela yokuthi lo muntu uyamtusa noma usuyamkhonza.
I don't know. Those people, if you thank someone's life, they think that now you are lifting them up or you are actually worshipping them.
Kodwa lamazwi akuleli culo kube sengazi ukuthi umqambi walezi inkonzo besikuzo ayenkeneza enhlizweni nasengqondweni yakhe ukuthi noma ihlobo noma bangani bengishiya kodwa ngiyobekezela Jesu ngiyobekezela.
As if the founder of these services, the one who started them, these words were playing around in her mind. Lord, even though my friends and my family forsake me, I will remain faithful to you.
Singalicula leli culo nathi kuze kuthi eminyakeni eyogujwa noma sobe sikhona noma sesingasekho abantu bakwazi ukuthi bathi mabelisho leli culo bathu sibanibani waqala kulendlela wabekezela kwaze kwabasekufeni noma wazi wayigubha leyo mnyaka engabe u50 noma eyikhulu.
And when people think of this song and the words of this song, if in time to come we celebrate, whether it be 50 or 100 years, that the people think and understand and think of this song and see the faithfulness of the people.
Ngoba lithi leli culo abanye bayitholi umngcingo bahluleka ukuthi bahambe kule umngcingo base beqambe yabo indlela.
The song says this is a narrow way and they found it too narrow and then they started their own way.
Kumthandazo wami kwangathi uNkulunkulu angangisiza ukuba ngithembeke kulendlela engumngcingo ngingatholakali sengiqale yami indlela.
May the Lord have mercy on me. As I am on this narrow road, may I find that it is not too narrow for me, but that I continue on it.
Kwabana amaBhayibheli ngicela sifunde izwi encwadini kaGenesis isahluko samashumi amathathu anane sifunda amavesi amabili lokuqala nelesibili.
And to those who have their Bibles with them, shall we read out of Genesis 34? Verse 1 and 2.
Ngathi ka Genesis isahluko 34 verse 1 no 2.
Genesis 34 verse 1 and 2.
Udina indodakazi kaLeya ayemzaleleyo yona uJakobe. Wavakashela ezinye izintombi zendawo. UShekemi indodana kaHamori umhivi owayebusa kulelozwe wambona wamthanda wamona wamthela ngehlazo.
Now Dinah, the daughter of Leah, whom she had born to Jacob, went out to see the women of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, the prince of the land, saw her, he seized her and lay with her and humiliated her.
So funda sigcine lapha.
We will end reading there.
Esivala amehlo sithandaze.
Shall we close our eyes and pray?
Baba sezulwini izwi lakho leli.
Our Heavenly Father, this is your word.
Ngiyakhuleka baba sezulwini ukuthi ukhulume ngalo enhlizweni zethu.
And I pray, Lord, may you speak to us through it in our hearts.
Cela ngegama lika Jesu.
Ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Ngalezi insuku sesibuyisela abantwana emuva emakhaya.
These days, as we were returning the children back home,
nginxoxela le ndaba ngoba iyaba isimanga kimi.
I share this story with you because it was something amazing to me.
Uma abantwana belungiselela ukuyogibela emabhasini.
As the children were preparing to enter into the buses,
enyingane yavukwa ufufunyana yawa.
There is one of the children collapsed.
Uma sivuke lento yayo uma beyibuza ukuthi kwenze njani uthi hayi angifuni ukuye ebhasini mina ngifuna ukusala kuba ibhasi ngeke ifike ekhaya izoginqila.
And then when she awoke again after having fallen, they asked, now she said, no, I don't want to enter into the bus because the bus won't get home. It will have an accident. And what will cause the accident? Says, if you put me in this bus, it will not reach its destination, it will roll. And the brethren took the child, put them in the bus and said, well, we will see if the bus will roll, if your power is greater than that.
Angazi kanjani abase bhasini bezwe ukuthi hey ngathi bagijiliswe nomuntu othi ibhasi ngeke lifike.
I don't know how, but those in the bus caught wind that there was one that said this bus won't get home.
Ngithi mina ayikho phela inkinga ibhasi malingafikanga angani niphume enkonzweni kade nilungise indaba yenoNkulunkulu phela seniyala kade nilungisele ukuya khona.
Then I said, well, that's no problem. If this bus doesn't get home, you have been to the services, you've cleansed your life, so then you will be attaining your final destination you strive for.
Kodwa wazi ukuthi labantu bafona basha ucinga ukuthi ayime mayingakwazi ukuthi imibhasi badilizwe bona ihambe yodwa ke lengane ngoba bona bakulungele ukuthi bangafika emakhaya.
And suddenly the phones were ringing. They were saying, please stop the bus. Rather take this child on their own, because they are not ready to die yet. I didn't phone the bus driver to say stop the bus. The bus continued and arrived home.
And
truly, sometimes your faith is tested. You see whether then a bird just comes and causes chaos, and you see who's ready and who isn't ready.
And
then when this child arrived at the bus, she went to one of the fathers and said, oh, did you forget that you were supposed to make this bus roll?
And the father
says, you know what? Oh, it just irritates me. The way that you always ask for prayer. And there are those mothers that pray for you and they keep the Lord's work intact. I won't go to your church again. And after 2 days, who was that who was coming and said, please pray with me? How will we pray with you if you say, but our prayer is too hot? You are not touched. You are not, it's not the fire of the prayer that touches you. It's your sin within you that burns.
When
that child was here, they did not use the opportunity given to them. And the Lord says, I will follow you right until the time of your death. The Lord followed her, and after having been transported through our vehicles, that person came with their own transport, wanting help. We thank the Lord for this gospel. To those who are saved, it is precious, it is life, but to those It is those who do not want it. It is destruction to them. We return to the word that we've read.
Sifunda ngale ndodakazi ebizalwe ekhaya lakwabo ekhaya ebeliphila kahle linakho konke ongakucabanga ukudinga umntwana ekhaya lakhe.
We return to this daughter who was living in this family and everything she needed was there.
Angazi ukuthi yini le eyaba inkinga kuye yamenza ukuba anganeliseki ilokho akakubukayo nalokho akhulele kuko kwakubo.
I don't know what it is that made her dissatisfied with what she had and what was her upbringing.
Kodwa sifunda ukuthi wasuka ethi usayovakashela amantombazane akuleso sigodi sangakubo.
But we read that she left and said, I want to go and visit the ladies from that area.
Angazi noma wayebabikelile nabazali bakhe ukuba thola imvume yokuthi bayamvumela ukuba ahambe ayovakasha ayobona labantu athi ufuna ukuyobabona.
I don't know whether she received permission from her parents saying, I want to go and visit these people of the land.
Kodwa esikufundayo ukuthi yena wasuka ekhaya lakwabo. Wathi hayi ake ngihambe ngiyobona iintombi zakulesi sigodi engihlala kusona.
But what we do read is that she went out, left her home, and wanted to see the woman of the land.
Lapho ngifunda le ndaba ngayibuza imibuzo ukuthi ngoba ubesekhulile lo muntu uma kufika esigabeni sokuthi athi ufuna ukuhamba ayobona la mantombazana kulesi sigodi kanti ubephila phi yena.
When now she felt that she was of an age where she could go and see the people of the land, but up till then, what had she been living?
Kodwa kuyangixaka ukuthi afike la ethi ufuna ukuyobona amantombazane akulesi sigodi.
But it puzzles me. Why is it that now she wants to go and see the woman of the land?
Njoba sengishilangazi ukuthi yini le eyayimkhuba imgququzela imdonsa imdonsela ukuba azahalela ukuyobona lamantombazana.
I don't know what it is that pushed her, that gave her the desire, and she wanted to go see what the woman of the land could offer.
Kodwa sizukuthi wahamba eyobona lamantombazana.
But what we do read is that she went out to see the woman of the land.
Umufunda amanye amahumusho kuthiwa wahamba eyobona amantombazane alelozwe.
Now in other translation it says she went to go see the woman of that country.
Kuthiwa lapha eyobona lawo amantombazane alelozwe wahlangana nensizwa eyambona yamthanda.
And when she saw the woman of that land, she saw a man who loved her.
Ngamanye amazwi yena akabonanga lensizwa ngoma ufunda ngokubhalwe ngakho kuthiwa yena wayeyobona amantombazane kodwa insizwa thizeni yambona yona yambona yamthanda.
She went to go see the woman of the land, but that man of that land saw her and loved her.
Uphume ekhaya kokwabo ephephile ekhaya elihle ekhaya elinakho konke kodwa wana lento emdonsayo ufuna ukuyobona amantombazane aleliyazwe.
She lived in a home that had all that she needed, but she had a desire to see the woman of that land.
Ngebhadi uma eyobona lo mantombazane akangawabona yena wabonwa.
But unfortunately for her, when she went to go see the woman, she did not see them, but she was seen by another.
Lapho ngifunda le ndaba ngayithatha ngayihlanganisa ngathi nathi bantwana bakaNkulunkulu sibizwa ngabantwana bakaNkulunkulu ngamanye amazwi sizelwe kuleli khaya likaNkulunkulu.
And I looked at us. We are called children of God. In other words, we are born into this people.
Kodwa njengoba sizelwe kuleli khaya linayo yonke into. Kodwa uzothola umntwana walapha ekhaya afuna ukuphuma ashiye kwakubo ayolandela kwasemzini yabantu.
We are born into this home, yet we have a desire to leave this home and to see what is outside.
Nansi le ntombazane iphuma kubo iyobona amantombazane isibonwa ilensizwe uShekemi lethi iBhayibheli wambona wamthanda walala naye wamthela ngehlazo.
Here we have a daughter who left her people, went to go see the other woman, and then there was this man of Shechem, and he saw her and he slept with her.
Umesemthele ngehlazo akuseyikho lokho aphume nakho kubo ethi uyobona lamadodakazi kodwa sefike wathelwa ngehlazo eshiya indawo ephephile yakwabo.
She had not received that which she went out for. She wanted to meet the other woman, but instead she was humiliated and she was defiled.
Nathi bantwana bakaNkuluNkulu kukangaka abantu beshiya indawo kaNkuluNkulu ngoba bethanda izinto zangaphandle izinto zasezweni.
How often do people leave the Lord's place? Why? Because they have a desire to see what is in the world.
Omunye ushiya ikhaya lakwabo lapho ephephe khona ngoba eqeda isikole athengelwe iselfoni kuba ukuphuma kwakhe endaweni ephephile ayohlangana nosathane amthele ngehlazo.
There's the one that will leave the security and the safety of their home because now they have a cell phone. Now they go after the devil.
Aphuma umuntu endaweni kaNkuluNkulu ephephile ngoba elandela izinto zasemzini yabantu athu yobona ukuthi kwenziwa njani zifike zimbone zimthele ngehlazo.
Where they leave the security of their home because they want to go see what is outside, and when they arrive there, oh, they are put to disgrace.
Akhulisa umntwana ngevangeli angakwazi ukunye azi leli vangeli athi angaqeda ugrade 12 athi sengifika esikhathini sokuthi nami ngizikhethele ahamba ayokhetha akhethe izwe.
Where a child is raised in the gospel, all that the child knows is the gospel, yet when they are finished with grade 12 they say, oh, now it's my time, and all they want is the world.
Ahamba umuntu athi uyobona afika bonwe athelwe ngehlazo.
Someone goes to go and look, and yet they will then be seen and be disgraced.
Namhlanje siphila esikhathini la khona abantu athi enayo inkonzo yakubo kuyakhonzwa kubo kusindisiwe kubo ayingenike engqondweni yami ushiya ukusindiswa ngokusindiswa ngivane ngithi ngiyahluleka ukuqonda.
Where you find that you are in a home where there is salvation, and yet you want to leave that which is there, that salvation, I don't understand it.
Umuntu akholwa iminyaka uyabuya vuka kusasa usenibingelela ngeyibingelelo zasemzini yabantu ngangayikhuluma lento lekhaya iyangihlupha abazalwane iyimfundiso zasemzini yabantu umuntu aphuma yolanda izinto zasemzini yabantu afuna ukuzophila nazo kuleli khaya.
Where you have been living for the Lord, and suddenly now you come with greetings that come from other homes. I've mentioned this before, but you bring foreign greetings, something which is unknown.
Hawusibanibani besibingelelana sawubona unjani ngiyaphila akasaphili manje mawumbuza uthi uyaphila uyena ofuna ukukubingelela uJesu Kristu uyinkosi angazi ukuthi uchaza ukuthini ukuthathephi.
You would say, good day, how are you? You would say, I am well, thank you. But now suddenly the answer is, oh, the Lord Jesus Christ lives. Where do you take that from?
Uphumile umuntu washiya kwakubo wathi ufuna ukuyobona useyabuya nezinto zakhona andikholwa nina ngoba nizila ukudla.
There are those that have left their home, that which they have known, and then they come, go outside, explore, and they come back with different teachings.
Usezofundisa abantu uthi hayi ninanizile ukudla ikona ningakholwa nje ikona ningaqina enkosini hayibo elakhe iBhayibheli ulifunda kanjani.
And then they come back and say, you see, it's because of this that you are not a true believer and that you are not strong in the faith. What gospel are you bringing?
Hambile wayothatha izinto washiyo kwakubo akanganeliswa ikhona wathi ake ngiyobona kwasemzini yabantu akangakushiya khona usefuna ukubuya nakho azosithela ngehlazo nathi njengoba naye ethelwe ihlazo kukhona.
Bringing back foreign teachings which they have picked up from other homes and come here and they want to infiltrate and give those findings and then they end up bringing their disgrace to us.
Udina lo wahambe phuma kubo eyingane ethandwayo uma esehlangene nezimbila zithutha akubanga ihlazo lakhe kodwa kwaba ihlazo elahamba lazi lafika ngisho kokwabo.
And Dinah was a daughter loved by her home, but she went out, and after she was disgraced, so much so that the disgrace came back and affected her family.
Ushikhaya lakwabo elinakho konke ngoba inhliziyo yakhe imholela kulokho engazi ukuthi wayeboneni kukhona.
She left her home, the security of her home, and went to the desire of her heart. I don't know what she saw.
Nabazalwane balesi sikhathi bayazithanda izinto zasemzini yabantu. Ahamba umuntu eyobuka ngoba inhliziyo yakhe ikuthanda lokho bese efuna ukubuya nakho kuzosininda nathi ngalolo daka lwakhe.
The brethren of nowadays, oh, they love to go see what other homes can offer. And then they take that, oh, and they want to bring it back to their original home.
Sahambile wayobuka ukuthi hayi insizwa laphaya zakuleli yalizwe zigqoka nje o skinning shoe tight now sebuya now segqoka lokho ama tight ngoba ukubonile wakuthanda okwakhona kushiye khona hayi la.
And then you go to the other lands, the other nations, and you see that they're wearing these skinny tight pants, and then you want to bring it back here. Oh, leave it there with them.
Hayi ntombi hambili yobuka intombi zakwelinyizwe ukuthi izona zigqoka kanjani usebuya ungifaka ungikhushu ungikhushuze uyahamba uyakhushuzele eshubhini kushiye khona akukona okwala ekhaya.
And then you as a lady you go and you see the dresses that they wear and the different styles and then you come and you want to bring it back here.
Hayi omakoti balesi sikhathi laba bathwala yonke.
And then the brides of nowadays.
Sehambile wayobona abakuleli yalizwe usebuya mayefaka isigqoko usesithi kancane yabona kancane nje usithi nje kancane akasenziwanga ukuthi siphephukile ngoba sikhulu cha usitshekisi ngoba usebukile izinto zakuleli yalizwe useyazilanda ufuna ukuzozile zishiye khona hayi la.
And then they put on their head covering in a way that is slightly different. It's not because it's tilted because the wind has blown it over, but you're starting to bring your own ways.
Akuyona indlela yakhe nendlela yakubo indlela akayifunda emazweni ezizweni useyishaya libeka ingqampuzana kancane ngala iceleni ebese lokho eyibuka kancane indoda ukuthi iyajabula uma emesibukweni elibeka leli qhafuzana la iceleni izinto zasezweni.
And then they take their head covering, they just add a little something to it, and then all they're doing is looking in the mirror, is that so and so, that man looking.
Uyambona umuntu iminyaka ihambile nasebusweni kuyakhomba ukuthi kuyashwabaneka manje kodwa kunokuba umuntu aqhoke ngendlela ehlonipheka cha uhambile wayobuka usebuya nakho seziyakhuphuka iketi ugogo lo noma usondela kuyena athi hayi gugo othandayo.
And then you see that the person is aging, you can even see the wrinkles starting to come up, but what they're busy, oh, the dresses are starting to get a bit shorter. And you say, oh, but aren't you a grandmother? Say, no, a grandmother that loves.
Ezinye izinto ziqala ekhaya kuhlekwe nje kube ngazathi hayi kuhle nje uma ithandwa kwakho noma kini ayithandwa kuleli khaya esizalwa kulo lika Jesu Kristu.
And there are those things that start in your homes and you start loving it there. But that doesn't mean that The home of our Lord Jesus Christ loves it.
Uma sizalwa kuleli khaya esibizwa ukuthi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, kunomthetho wakhona nenqubo yakhona ukuthi izinto zakhona zenziwa kanjani.
If we are born into this home, which we call the home of our Lord Jesus Christ, there are rules and ways in which things are done.
Ezinye izinto zingavunyelwa mawuvakashela ekhaboma wakho kodwa kusho ukuthi zivunyelwe mawusekhaya kokwini.
There are those things which are allowed when you go and visit at the homes of your mothers, but not at your home.
Le ntombazane yaphuma iyobo angazi yayiboneni. Namakholo ayaphuma yobona athatha izinto zezwe afuna ukuzoyishebe ebandleni.
Now, this daughter, she went because she wanted to go see. And there are those that go and take note of what the world has and then they want to mix it with our gospel.
Mhlambela kini isonto liyakuvuma ukuthi ayenoke nihambe nje niyobuka nilandi izinto zakhona ngoba umthetho wakini awukho kodwa masizalwa ile ndoda engu Jesu Kristu inomthetho nendlela yayo.
Maybe your church allows you to go and explore and to see what the world has to offer. But the church that is born out of our Lord Jesus Christ does not allow that.
Ziyahamba ziyobuka insizwa mase zibuya sezikhuluma ngamakhala sezithatha imkhuba yasezweni lapho ezihamba ezayobuka khona umuntu mayekhuluma ngathi hayi monga ngosimazalwane haleluya bazala ukuthathaphi ngoba unasinus siyakwazi kodwa ubengakuhamba wayothatha into zabantu sokhuluma ngamakhala.
There are those who when they go out they go and understand that there's a new way of talking. When you talk with your nose, it is closed. And then you come and you bring and you say, this is now how it is done, and you're trying to bring that in.
Nyabazini masesebebuye nezinto zasemzini yabantu. Esefuna zizophilwa la. Uza umuntu ukhuluma na hayibo. Usibani bani ngiyamazi iminyaka angivuki nje ngimbone namhlanje. Hayi, useqala manje. Yeah, yes, Lord. Hayibo. Uthi noma uhlele eduze kwakhe kuyathandazwa. Seqalenini manje nakuba nemnanelo mangabe umfundisi ethandaza phambili uzomuza ethi yes haleluya imikhuba yasemzini yabantu.
When you find that a person who goes outside picks up the different ways in which they do it, and when we are praying, suddenly you find this person agreeing, yes Lord, and things they like that which they previously didn't do, and now suddenly it's infiltrated.
Uyamuzwa umuntu mayekhuluma nje simile nje siyinsizwa siyaxoxa mayekhuluma usenalento nje uthi yes bafowethu ya eyinkosi yami yini le lana yini le imkhuba wabuza sikutshele uhamba othethe into zasemzini yabantu bayazazi ukuthi ezani ufuna ukuzoziphila la.
And as you as young men you are together and you're talking, and suddenly this one agrees, yes Lord. And he's always agreeing in a different way. Why and where are you going to pick up those things and bringing them here?
Usuhamba wayofunda izinto zasemzini yabantu kunina nibuye nishumayele sephatha iBhayibheli nethawula kade phatha ihandkerchief yonke iminyaka uhambile sephatha ithawula manje hoy nonsense izizo hlenyuka nethawula elani imkhuba.
And when you have always been someone who's just had a Bible, you've had a handkerchief, now you went outside and you saw that now you need to carry a towel. And now suddenly you are doing that. Where do you pick up those things?
And
then you have questions. Why do we have to always shave?
I didn't lose Gunda, Scondis, and you're not going to be used cart and you won't be able to see that.
And that you must just have a clean haircut. But now, oh, can't you just add a bit of style here and there?
So, uNkulunkulu uthi akudalelana nani ekhandeni nje sefuna umlekelelo uthi inkosi wafanele ungishaye uveranda kanje ungenze kanje.
Are you doubting the Lord how he's created you? Now you need to create yourself an own veranda on the side?
Basuka abantu emakhaya abaphephile nomthetho ophephile bayothatha into zabantu bafuna ukuzoziphila la zishiye khona hayi la.
There were those that had a home that was secure and safe. The rules of the home were safe. and then they want to go and pick up something else outside. Leave it outside, not here. And then you have questions. Why am I now helped like this and not like that? Let's be frank. You have fallen. And then you do something on purpose because you want to see how you are helped. And then you call them holy, holy. No, it's because you've got your own agenda. The ladies are in the gospel, and yet they're talking now about men, and they call themselves saved. You who were one that a green fly could not sit on, but now that is what's happening with you because you've gone out to see what the people of the world have. Now I wanted to bring a cell phone, but these cell phones that you have, oh, you are going to destruction with them. With all the filth that goes with it, and these pictures that you send to each other, a heart that is broken or a heart that has a smile.
And where
you women who have recently gotten married, now you gossip about your husband to the other. Oh, you would be ashamed if we would bring your WhatsApps and show it to all.
And
you say that the Lord has helped you out of your pride. But as soon as you get a new blouse, it's on your WhatsApp profile. You get this and you get that, and it's on your WhatsApp for all to see.
Uzubona ukuthi umuntu unesikhathi ufaka yonke into mayesuka la eGoli wama ungabume mo river wathenga ice cream nanku uphoze no ice cream aqhubeke afike lapha efandrine name uphozile udla ushokoleti uphu yonke into ayifake uyifakelana ababone ukuthi hayi mina ngisentweni phela ipride uJesu wangisiza wangikhulula kuyona namanga.
And where you are on a trip to Johannesburg, when you stop in Mooi River, everyone can see there's your picture with your ice cream. In Harry Smith, you get a chocolate. And everyone, and why are you doing it so that everyone can see where you're going? And you say the pride has been dealt with in your life. And those things that you chat about, oh, how ashamed you would be if it would be evident to all. Why is that? You have gone to visit outside. This man, Shechem, was like the poison in a serpent. She went her way, and she did not understand that this poison would cause her disgrace. There was a man in an area that loved to climb mountains. And as he was still studying, he would start off with a mountain or a hill that's not too high. He always had the desire to get to the top.
Kuthiwa lapho siqeda isikole yathi ngifisa nje ukuthi ngike ngishaye ngiqopha umlando ukuthi endaweni yakithi engekho umuntu owakwafika kulentaba wayigibela wafika phezulu esicongweni ukuba ngibe ngokuqala ukwenza lokho.
And when he had finished school, there was a certain mountain that no one in the area had gotten to the summit, and he made it his goal to do that.
Kuthiwa wayilungiselela ukuba ufuna ukuyigibela lentaba.
And he prepared himself to be able to do this challenge.
Kuthiwa wahamba wafuna i-marking pen, wafuna indwangu emhlophe, wayenza kahle, wathi ufuna mayefika phezulu, afika abhale azayisayine ashiye flag phezulu ukuthi ukwazile ngokuqala ngqa endaweni yakubo ukuba ikhuphuke lentaba.
He found himself a marking pen, a white sheet, where he would then go and he could write on there that he was the first, and then he could put up a flag at the summit of the mountain.
Kuthiwa lapho insuku yisondela waqala wayixoxa manje nakubantu bakubo ukuthi hayi ziyasondela insuku ngiyahamba ngiyogibela intaba ethizeni.
And when the day was drawing nigh, he started speaking to those around him, I am on this day going to reach the summit of that mountain.
Zahamba insuku lazilafika usuku.
And the days went on until the day finally arrived.
Kuthiwa yahamba lensizwe iphethe isikhwama sayo ikhuphuka lentaba, ikhuphuke lentaba. Mayizwa ngathi iyakhathala ithula isikhwama sayo, khipha amanzi iphuze, idlo kumnandi iqhubeke nohambo lwayo.
And he had his backpack. He started going up the mountain, and when he got tired, he would sit down, have something to drink, and then continue.
Kuthiwa yancenga, yancenga yaze yafika phezulu.
And slowly, slowly, he edged on until he reached the top.
Umisifike phezulu, wow, kwazwa kuhle, usebona yonke indawo, eyibuka ukuthi ukwazwa kuhle uNkulunkulu wawenza wamuhle umhlaba wakhe, yabuka imizi emihle, nomoya waphezulu fresh, kumnandi ukuba lapha phezulu.
And as he reached the summit, he looked out. Oh, what a wonderful sight. Oh, the Lord is so great. Look at his creation. And the air is so fresh.
Kube sengazi ukuthi ngisho nokukhathala kuyaphela umezwa lobu bumnandi bokuba sesicongweni sentaba.
And the fatigue, as if he forgot about it after seeing the wonder of his position.
Ah, ukuthi wavula isikhwama sakhe akhipho ncamce adle ajabule kube mnandi.
And then he opened his backpack. And he had his treats, which he was enjoying. Took out the camera, took pictures. Oh, it was so wonderful. And then wrote with his marking pen, I so and so started my journey at this time, ended at this time, and this is these are my details who has accomplished this.
Kuthiwa emva kwalokho awahambe la entabeni awukumnandi ujabule ukuthi hey ngaze ngali break record.
And he was going up and down on the summit looking at it and was so happy he broke the record.
Oh, kuthi wayesayikhona lapho phezulu ezwi iphimbe lithi awuxolo baba.
And as he was at the top, he heard a voice. Excuse me, sir.
Hawu, ngoba ngingedwa ngifike ngingedwa lana ngizange ngibone umuntu ubani lo khulumayo manje.
Said, I was on this trek all alone. Who is this that is here?
Akhiphi flask yakhe ayishayela ikofi. Seqala ukulungisela ukuthi sezobuya manje aqala uhambo lwakho lwehlela endaweni yaku.
Took out his flask, had some coffee as he was preparing to go down.
Uyabona umuntu onqobile athi noma ephuza akaphuzi nje ama uloko ekhahlela ubala nje uthi hey I made it. Loko eshaya ikofi lakhe isipho kancane akhahlela ubala phinde likhulumele liphimbo. Uxolo baba.
Now you know someone who has overcome, who has conquered. He'll sip his coffee, but he'll start kicking the air in celebration. And then this voice came again. Excuse me, sir.
Umethu yaqalaza, babo, nansi inyoka.
And as he was looking, oh, there was a snake.
Haw, inyoka bandla icela thawu baba. Ngiyacela Nkosi yami. Cela ungisize ngiyafa makhaza la. Uma ungangiphatha nje uyongibeka le mathafeni. Awu ngabe ungenze lokukhulu.
And the snake said, oh, sir, you know, up here it is so cold. I can't handle it anymore. Can't you just take me along and put me down there on the low ground?
Said, you are a
snake. There's no way I can take a snake. You will bite me and
I'll die. Ngeke ngize ngikwenze lutho mangibeke emathafeni ayangibulala amakhaza.
Oh sir, please, I freeze up here. Please, can you just help me and you take me down to the low ground?
Yenze njani lensizwe?
What did that man do?
Thatha isikhwama yasivula.
Opened his backpack.
Ngoba unyoka ukuthi njalo noma ungangifake ekhukhwini lakho noma ungifake nje kulesi sikhwama sakho uma nje Nkosi yami ungenzela umusa wami ngibeke emathafeni.
The snake said, oh please, just have mercy on me. Even if you put me in your pocket or in your backpack, just take me down.
And
the man saw, no, in the pocket won't work. Let me rather put him in the backpack. Open the bag. And then the snake slithered all the way into the bag, all the way down. And who closed the bag? The owner of the bag.
Ubani usithatha isikhwama.
And who takes the bag?
Unikazi wasi isikhwama. Uyasitete uteta ini isikhwama sinani sinenyoka.
And the one carrying the bag, what is inside the bag is a snake.
Waqala uhambo lwakhe.
And then the journey started.
Ehle. Sekulula manje mayibheke phansi akufani noma kade ebheke phezulu.
Descending, descending. So much easier as when you're ascending.
Uma efika phansi kanti abakubo bathe yo.
And as he was ascending, the people of that place all wanted to meet him at the bottom to see how he had done it. And his cousins, his brothers and sisters, his uncles, they all came. And he forgot what was in his bag. And now starts to wriggle. Sorry, sir, you've forgotten about me. And he's busy celebrating, talking, taking pictures. Excuse me, sir.
Weze njani usukile ezweni lakubo wahamba. Uyabona ukuthi kuhle kanjani mawuphezwe kwentaba usubuka yonke into uphezwe kwayo wafika phezulu wathatha wayifakela yena ufaka inyoka and uyayazi ngoba uxoxile naye ukuthi wena uzongishaya inyoka lutho nje mawungithathe wayo ngibeka phansi.
He left his land, went up to the summit to a new area, went and picked up something that was there, put it in their bag, and they'd even spoken. And says, but you're going to bite me. Says, no, I will never do that.
Emvakwesikhathi wakhumbula thathu bhaka wakha ubeke phansi avule waphuma unyoka aphuma unyoka athi bhala kaxa ngaphandle.
And after a while he remembered, took off his backpack, opened the backpack, the snake slithered out all the way down.
Wahlakanipha unyoka wamlinda wasivala isikhwama sakhe wasithatha isikhwama wasibeka emhlane.
And the snake was clever, waited for the man to close the bag and put it back on his back. Took the first step. After taking the second step, there the snake struck.
Lapho ngicela bengunyoka lapho ngifake esikhwameni bengunyoka wehla nami ngunyoka ungithulula ngunyoka ungishiya ngunyoka ngishaya ngoba ngunyoka.
And then the man started swearing and said, why? You said you won't bite me. Says, when you saw me I was snake. When you put me in your bag, I was snake. When I descended and you let me out, I was snake. And that's why I bite you, because I am snake.
Puma ezweni lakini ekhaya lakwenu ushiye ifundiso zakini ezinhle ngoba ulandela lokhu inyoka usathana akakhombisa khona izikhulume kahle kanti hayi inyoka akuyijika ukuthi ngoba nakho ikwazi ukukhuluma nawe ikhuluma ilalisa ulimi inyoka iyashaya iyabulala.
If you leave your home with the right teachings and then you go out and you meet up with the snake, the snake, because it is a snake, will it teach you all its things, and at the end it will bite you.
Mhlobo wam lokho kuvumelayo kuhletshezwa usathane enhlizweni yakho ahlebe usathane ngomzalwane wakho uhlale nobumuncu inyoka ophume wayo ithatha izokushaya mntwana kaNkuluNkulu.
O child of God, if you allow the snake to whisper something to you and then it infects your relationship regarding someone else because of gossip, oh, be careful. It will bring death to you.
Lowo mlando oqoshwayile yonsizwa ayikwazanga ukuthi ucelebrate mayifika phansi lapha besajabula abakubo yashaya inyoka kumthatha ngasikhathi sakanani wafa ngani na ulalele wanikeza usathane indlebe wanikeza inyoka kanti inyoka inesihluku izokushaya ikubulala.
That man who created history couldn't celebrate it for long, because once he got to the bottom, the snake bit him, and soon after that he was dead because he allowed the snake in.
Lentombazana udina waphuma kubo endaweni ephephile enakho konke kodwa inkanuko yamehlo akhe ahalela lokho ayekubona kulawo mantombazana.
Dinah, who was safe at home, but the lust of her eyes, she wanted to go explore what the other women were doing, and she didn't understand that finally that snake would then bite her.
Abanye bayalishiya ivangeli ngoba bebona ngathi kungcono kuleya ndawo kanti kuyila usathane balinde khona.
There are those who forsake the gospel because they think it is better at that place. But that is where Satan is waiting for them. There's another man, I do not forget him. When he started giving his eyes, his ears, and his heart to the devil, started seeing things in a different manner. There was a day we were sent. That man, we were down there at Maqoqo. And then he was noting, you see so-and-so, this father, they know how to make money. If I could get out and be there, I would not make money because there's no money in the gospel.
When
he started to give his eyes, his ears and his heart to the devil, oh, now I haven't been called to the gospel. I've been called because I need to go and make more money there.
I was not called to stay here at Kwasizabant, but my calling is there where I come from. We are born. Useniku Satan in Deben and Shizio, Namehlo, Wako, Shwa, Ugutunkulunkuluati Nigier.
Now you see, when Satan enters, you forget what the Lord has said to you.
Akumthathanga isikhathi esingakanani ijazi lagcwala umoya athi hayi uzubiziwe yena ubizelwe ngakubo.
And it didn't take long. The wind filled in the wings of his jacket, and there he was saying he was called back home.
Wakwayenza imali.
Did they ever make money?
Wakwalishumayela ivangeli athi ulibizelwe kubo.
Did he ever preach the gospel he was called to back home?
Kodwa waphenduka ba isiqhila sotshwala isiqhila samantombazana nganoma usakhululeka namhlanje.
Ended up being a slave to alcohol, a slave to women. I don't know if he's been set free yet.
Phuma lapho ekhaya lakini. Uphume kubazali bakho, uphume kubantwana bakaNkulunkulu ozalwa nabo kulo Jesu. Ngoba uSathane ekukhombisa ingcebo, ngoba uSathane ekukhombisa ngathi kuhle laphaya, inyoka ikulindile, inyoka iyashaya iyabulala futhi.
Woe if you leave that security of your home, that which the Lord has taught you, and then you say no, you are going out because that's where you've been called. That snake will bite you.
Domusha laphi kanuki kubiza ithawu yabambezeleka yazi ukuthi uSathane ulindile uSathane.
Young person, if that lust is calling out to you, know that snake is waiting to strike you, who is the devil.
Lendlela kumcingi uJesu akakubizele kuyo njengomntwana wakhe indlela ephephile kodwa le uSathane akhombisa yona.
That narrow way which you have been shown by the Lord Jesus Christ is the way to go. And that way which is broad, the devil is using it just to show you that glitter, and then he will strike. We're thankful for the Lord's word. It is clear to all.
Basha, badala, ningakuthathi kalula. Manhamba niphumela ngaphandle.
Young people, adults, don't take it lightly when you go outside.
IBhayibheli ngesiNgisi kuthiwa, she left unattended. Unattended.
NgesiNgisi kuthiwa, wahamba. Eyedwa engahambi nomunye.
Ya engaphelezelwa. Kade safundiswa la emishini.
For long we have been taught at the mission.
Ungahambi wedwa noma indoda noma uyiqhawe. Ungahambi wedwa.
Do not go alone, even though you are a man, a hero.
Ungacabanga ukuthi uyiqhawe. Yabona uma ufika lapho.
Don't call yourself a hero. Think that you are a hero. When you meet up with a girl who looks at you, Satan knows you.
God is on your side. You are a big man. Ophumela ngaphandle. Bazalwane, ankhiphana amaqiniso. Khiphana amaqiniso ukuthi khonani enhlizweni. Khonani, ningasho lenkonzo yanamhlanje nje. Ikhuluma nathi kwaba khona izinto esafundiswa la, kodwa sikwenzi.
You will go out by yourself. You will not let the older ones know that you are going. You won't even pray. There are things in your heart. Oh, today's service, bring it to the light.
Khipha kuloso kusenhlizweni yakho. Koba bazalwane iqiniso liqinisa ngayama ngampela. Mawuphuma la noma kanjani, Satan usekubhekile.
Bring out the truth. Bring out everything that is in your heart. If you now leave, what are you going to say? Satan is waiting.
That's why safundiswa. Mumahamba noma yapi. Ungahambi uwedwa unattended.
And don't say that it crosses a bond to us like this and like that. No, we have been taught, do not go out unattended.
Ungaganani mhlawumbe wakhuzwa kodwa awuzwi la. uyakwenza kwakho. Hey ungakhali, ungafiki uthi ngiyaxolisa manje ngawa, hey manje ngabona phansi way. Ma wenza once, wenza once waganga. Ganga ikufisi, sorry kusho kanje.
Search your heart. How many times have you been helped? And are you accepting it? And don't you go out. Oh, and then you come back crying. Oh, you know, I've fallen. If you do it once, oh, woe to you.
Kodwa, on the other side.
Wolunye uhlangothi.
Siphendukela kwasiza abantu. Sakhula emseni.
We got converted here at Kwasiza Bantu. We grew in grace.
Sathatha njengabafana bahlaza hla. Abazumhlaba. Saphuphonswa phakathi, phakathi ezibeni. Ithi, hey, kukhale kithi uNkulunkulu. Kunje, ngayezwa, ngabona izinto bengengazi ukuthi khona kulo mhlaba. Kodwa wazini lo uNkulunkulu wasigcina. Wasigcina. Wasithwala. Bengeke siphela namhlanje.
We came here. Being cheeky boys, but the Lord worked, and then we were thrown into the rubbish.
We were thrown into the deep end as young men. You hear and see us and see things which are uncomprehendable, which you don't even want to speak about. But Christ, because he worked in our lives, he changed our lives totally, totally. We could go through it unscathed. And secondly, there are some that start this way, but when they get to that point, their lives change and they know who they are. Even if it's 30 years, 40 years ago, they know who they are. Have you ever repented of that? Have you? You know who our age. In our generation. Maybe that's why spiritually you are struggling. Get out with it. Get out that snake before it kills you. Unkulunkulu akasizeke, asilekelele. Ngithanda kabi leliswe. Imnandi nzwile basha. Ungasho ukuthi hayi sengiqinile, sengiyazi, ngizothatha. Wey! The Bible says she went unattended. And be careful who's your friend, because it's maybe your very friend that will pull you back into that, into those things. I was at school. You hear young people from grade 1 to grade 12, I do at standard. I never had a friend. Never. Never. Not one. Not one. Never hurt me. I never. Even if I got despised, I got mocked. But God can keep you by his grace. Let's pray.
Let's stand us.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Nkosi Jesu Christ.
Siyabonga ngezwi lakho.
We thank you for your word.
Nkosi baningi. Abangaphandle. Abebefisa ukuthi baqede lo msebenzi.
Lord, there are many that are outside, that desire to have been able to finish this work.
Baningi inkosi. Babona basha. Bala. Bafuna ukubaqedela. Bawiswe.
There are many that see the youth that are here and want this work to come to an end.
But Lord, Nkosi Jesu, ma wena unathi. Wena uhlala enhlizweni zethu.
If you are with us, Lord, and you stay in our hearts,
Tina sihlala kwena,
and we stay in you,
Nkosi Jesu ungasithwala kube sekugcineni.
You can carry us till the end.
Nampa abasha bethu futhi.
Here are our youth.
Nkosi bavikele.
Protect them.
USathane uyababona.
Satan sees them.
Kodwa wena wanikwa amandla onke.
But you have been given all the power.
Bagcine egameni lakho Jesu Christu.
Keep them in your name, Jesus Christ.
Not you so.
And all of us.
Amen.
Amen.
I just wanted to say, just in closing, maybe you've heard, but it touched my heart. Yesterday we got a message of Laura Geldenhuis, you know Laura, the teacher. Her father used to come, and the mother, he went in the little golf cart. He couldn't walk.
Laura wa Geldenhuis. Ubaba wakhe obehamba na nemoto ye lena ubengakwazi ukuhamba kahle hamba nenduku.
He was cutting grass, came into the home and he sat down.
Ubekunda utshani wayesengena phakathi endlini.
When they looked again, he was no more. So let's think of these children. It's difficult to be away from home. You carry them in your prayers and help them.
Kunzima. Why se bebeka futhi ubese hambile. Kumbulani labantwana. Kunzima ukuthi ungekho ekhaya. Kodwa
baninga izingane zilahlekela abazali. Bazali kubhlungu. Kubhlungu kulezi ingane noma yiphi ingane. Kodwa asibakhumbule, asibalekelele uthi masibone ukuthi ay nami sebafuna ukuphuma ukuvakasha. Sibasize ngendlela ethize. Sibasize sibalekelele ukuthi cha. Ayi, mntanam, asihambe siphuze itiya. Asazi idlo ice cream. Uyayithatha ingane, uyifake kwenye indlela. Uzoyisiza leyo ngane.
Your children that have lost their parents, it's difficult. And if we find that they want to maybe go somewhere else, call them in. Say, let's have a cup of tea and take their mind off that. And those that helped at the back today, thank you.
God bless you. Thank you.